Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Richard, congratulations. What a beautiful, magnificent film. It blew me away.
He's done a good job, hasn't he?
For sure. Now, I read somewhere that your first stage performance was in The Hobbit. Is that true?
Yeah, when I was, how old was I? Maybe 13? Yeah, I did a production at the Alex Theatre in Birmingham. I think it was the first time I was ever paid for acting work, and I think it was something like £15 a week. And I played an elf in Mirkwood, and Gollum was made of paper, and the dragon was... They didn't have any money for a dragon, so it was just a red light and some smoke and a man off stage with a microphone.
That's wild. So you've come full circle with this.
I've come full circle, but yeah, it was pretty much the same on Peter Jackson's movie.
Because a lot of it was green screen and you were... imagining things?
Gollum was made of paper. I'm joking. It's, the green screen situation was so much more fearful in my head than it was in reality, because the visual stimulus that you're given by the concept artists and by Peter's description, somehow I don't remember a green screen. I just sort of remember the world that we were working in, and I guess that's down to Alan Lee and John Howell's incredible artwork.
Yeah, it looks just stunning. But I did wonder that, how much you had to imagine in your mind and how much was actually there.
They build about 30% of the set height-wise, and then the rest is CGI. But the detail with which they build the real-time set is extraordinary, because nothing is any... You can't really source anything. Everything has to be made. So every piece of cutlery you see, every glass is blown... Every book is bound, every rug is woven. And also, because working at 48 frames a second, the detail is really seen. So the dwarves wear armor, and each piece of chainmail, which is about this big, is engraved. And I remember looking at it thinking, why is each piece engraved? And the camera's not going to see this. The camera sees everything. So, and there's a room at the studio, which was the art department, which you had to get special permission to go in, but it's all of the different worlds, like Mirkwood, the Woodland Realm, Rivendell, Bag End, and the concept art and the materials that were going to be used, the palettes that were going to be used. So I used to spend quite a lot of time in there, because I needed that visual stimulation just to understand what it was going to be on that green screen. Like I said, I don't remember a green screen.
Had you worked with Ian McKellen or Martin Freeman before?
No, neither of them. Neither of them. So that was a real treat. And I'm really looking forward to working with them some more. I think Ian McKellen is one of the greatest actors of our time. And so to stand alongside him is, I don't know, I suppose because I was playing the character, I didn't really... fully absorb that I was, looking into Ian's eyes and acting alongside Ian McKellen. It's not until afterwards that I'm like, yeah, he's one of the greatest actors of our generation, and I've just worked with him and worked with him in depth. I had many, many scenes myself and Ian along the journey, and likewise Martin. Martin's a lot of fun. He's probably one of the funniest people I know, and he really brings all of that humour to the character, and his process is so fascinating.
What does The Hobbit story mean for you personally?
Well, it was a book that was read to me in school by a teacher that did all the voices, and then I picked the book up myself, under the covers with a torch, and I think it really shaped my own imagination, because when you go back to it as an adult, you realise that Tolkien didn't write as much as you thought he did. And I'm thinking, where's the rest of it? And I realize that the rest of it is actually something that my imagination has created. And that imagination is what led me to become an actor. So, if I work my way back, I could possibly say that this book is why I became an actor.
Fantastic. Richard, thanks so much. I can't wait to see the next two.
Oh, you're welcome.